Hi, everybody. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio, and this is White Plains Hospital Health Talk Podcast. And our guest this day is Dr. Samantha Lowe. She's a pediatrician at White Plains Hospital. And our topic today, does your child need to like their pediatrician? First and foremost, good morning, Dr. Lowe. Thank you for making time for us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Doctor, choosing a pediatrician for your children is often one of the most, first, parenting choices we ever make. And it's such an important one. Today, we want to talk about this unique relationship between your child and their doctor that begins at your child's birth and lasts until young adulthood. First of all, maybe you can explain why this relationship is so important.
I think this relationship is very important because it's a partnership between your pediatrician and the family as a whole. A lot of parenting and pediatrics, I should say, is psychology. There's definitely medicine that goes into it, but there is a relationship that is formed between the pediatrician and the family. And it's very important that parents in the initial stages, they're the ones who are really communicating with you, mm-hmm. feel comfortable with you, that they feel that they're not being judged, that they can ask any questions that might arise and feel that they have a safe space to do so.
So that first encounter for you and the parent is very important.
Yes, it's when we first meet and sort of establish that relationship. Sometimes parents will come to me when they're pregnant or even if they're just looking to switch pediatricians for a meet and greet just to see if their philosophies and my philosophies meet and if they feel like it would be a good fit.
Now, obviously, it's the very first time that a child, now as an infant, they may not remember it, but it's their first experience with healthcare. How do you get that bond rolling?
It's interesting because pediatrics is one of the few specialties that sort of spans so many ages. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing is kind of a love of children and connecting with children, even when they're infants. Mm-hmm. The ability to bond in sort of a healthcare manner kind of comes with time and mm-hmm. feeling comfortable with infants and how to examine them and how to hold them and how to speak with them and how to make them feel at ease and their parents feel at ease.
We were talking a little bit before about the parent liking you, the child liking you. Does that shift over the years? Is it more important that your child trusts the pediatrician as they get older, especially into the challenging tween years?
I think yes. The teenage years are definitely tricky for everybody. They're tricky for the teenagers. They're tricky for the parents. They're tricky for the teachers who are interacting with them. You know, there's so many changes that come about with being a teenager that the hope is that teenagers are connected with their parents and feel comfortable speaking with them about all the things that could be going on in their lives. But I think that having a connection with them as the pediatrician is very important because it gives them a safe space mm-hmm. to express anything that could be arising in their lives that they might not feel comfortable speaking to someone else about.
Doctor, is there a point in time in the tween years where you have to wean them off and where you and their parents have to make them a little more accountable for their own doctor visits and healthcare? Is there any kind of a transitional moment?
I think, so technically pediatrics goes up to 18. Mm-hmm. We'll see up to 21 in our practice, maybe make an exception, even if they're a little older, if they've sort of been longstanding patients with us. I do find that the kids who we've been seeing transitioning to another doctor tends to be a little tougher because the relationship might not be mm-hmm. quite as organic or empathic. My hope is that it is, but they're certainly not going to spend the amount of time that they spent with their pediatrician over the years. So it might not feel as natural at first. But that's actually part of our visits with them, making them accountable for their healthcare, making mm-hmm. them accountable for their choices as they get older. When they go off to college, I try to be accessible for them remotely, whether it be by telemedicine, over text or phone. And that way they're sort of taking their own healthcare into their hands because nobody is there from a parenting standpoint to bring them to the doctor. But I think really sort of in their early 20s is when they truly become accountable for themselves.
You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk podcast. Our guest, Dr. Samantha Lowe, she's a pediatrician here at White Plains Hospital. Our topic, does your child need to like their pediatrician? Doctor, have you ever treated a young patient and felt that it was just not a good fit for whatever reason? And if so, what do you do in that situation? And at what point do you involve the parent who may no longer be in the room with you?
So that's an interesting question. There are some patients who I'm much more connected to than others. Mm-hmm. It's just much more organic in nature. They might be more, you know, visiting me more frequently. So the relationship might have formed that way. Others I see maybe once a year. They seem to never get sick or never need anything. Mm-hmm. In terms of not connecting or not fitting with a child, I don't really think that that's actually come up in my practice. I'm sure that there have been people that I have seen over the years that have decided it's not the right fit for them. Mm-hmm. I think the only real occasion where that would come up is if the family didn't believe in immunizations.
You do run into that, don't you?
We do.
How do you deal with it?
It's very difficult, actually, because now that New York State has gotten rid of religious exemptions for immunizations, mm-hmm. It's that much more important that we sort of impress upon parents how important these vaccines are, because now children actually cannot go to school anymore in New York State, whether it be public or private, if they have not been vaccinated. So that being said, what I have found is that parents who don't believe in vaccines or even certain vaccines, because sometimes we'll come into that as well, mm-hmm. that they'll vaccinate with some but not others, they really are holding fast to their beliefs, and this is what they believe in. We have to respect that. I try from a scientific standpoint to explain how important vaccines are to them. But from an ethical perspective, I'm not really there to change their minds.
I find that I'm
not so lucky in doing so.
Let's get back to the teens and young adults for a moment. We've already said there is a period where they're maybe too old, they're in their 20s. At what age should you absolutely be telling them, or roughly what age, you've got to go to an adult specialist?
I think by 21.
By 21?
Yeah. I mean, again, 18 is sort of when our true, like the American Academy of Pediatrics basically says, like, we're done treating them at 18. You know, most pediatricians will make exceptions and see them up to 21. But the reality of it is that their medical problems shift. And they are now more in the adult medicine camp. And that is not what we are experts in.
Now, doctor, final question. Now, our topic is, does your child need to like their pediatrician? But as someone who's had young children, the first time your child gets one of those 104 fevers, you're ready to call EMS, ambulances, take a tranquilizer. How much of your job is educating parents on what to really worry about and not to worry about, and particularly for a new parent?
I think it's probably 90% of my job.
It's got to be.
Education is a huge, huge part of what we do. And that's why I think the bond is so important, because I think the parents really have to be in the position that they feel comfortable with you and they trust your judgment and they want to be educated to learn about what to look for, what things are truly emergencies. I really do trust parents and say if they think that there's something wrong, I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. And I encourage them to contact me with any questions that they might have, because I do think that that's all part of the education process.
Okay, doctor, I can't thank you enough. What you do is so important. And folks, if you've got children or you will have children, your relationship and their relationship with the pediatrician is going to be a huge part of your life for, well, with each child, maybe 20 years. Doctor, thank you so very much. Thank you for being with us. You've been listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk. Our guest today, Dr. Samantha Lowe, pediatrician at White Plains Hospital. Our topic has been, does your child need to like their pediatrician? I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio. Thank you for listening.